Hello, and welcome to Combos for a Bubbly Life, a place where we talk about ways for you to live the life you've always dreamed of. Hello, 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 loves. Welcome to Combos for a Bubbly Life. I'm your host, Tiara, aka T, and I love to live a life that is bubbly, meaning an extraordinary life by your own design. So on this podcast, we explore the journey of creating the life of your desires, whatever that looks like for you. So let's get to it. Today, I want to talk a little saucy. I realized that I had an episode that needed to be to go up, but I did not record one. So I had to like hurry up and be like, all right, I got to do something for my peeps. Even if it's not for you, it's also for me of like really digging deep. Like, what's the purpose of this podcast really is to like explore the journey of living an extraordinary life. And so I was talking to my friend. I was like, what am I going to talk about for this next episode? And they were like, life, liberty, and the pursuit of fappiness. Yes, you heard me right, fappiness. And I was like, that is not what we talk about. And he was like, well, what do you talk about? And I was like, living an extraordinary life. And they were like, well, what have you been doing lately that helps you live an extraordinary life that you haven't been doing before? And I was like, I don't really talk about that on my podcast. And he was like, well, maybe you should. And that thing is actually that thing. I have been on this journey of reconnecting with myself and my body. And we've talked about like how I've felt about, my insecurities and what I look like and all that jazz. So, I really went on a journey of exploring, my body a little bit more. So I had a conversation with someone and I was like, hey, like, you know, I feel comfortable enough with you to really like kind of let loose, get a little flirty, like have some fun, right? No strings attached, which is, you know, not something that I typically do. Like anytime I've ever embarked on like a no strings attached kind of thing, I've always felt like uncomfortable, insecure, grimy, if you will, partially because I didn't fully feel comfortable with the other person. I didn't trust the other person. I didn't feel like comfortable expressing myself. I didn't, whether or not the person made me, like, it's not like it was anything about the other person. It's more of like, I didn't set in any sort of expectations or boundaries to help me feel like I created a safe space to fully express myself. And so in this opportunity, I was able to like really have a conversation about like what I wanted to explore and, you know, what would make me happy and like not get all like weird or anything. And it's been really cool to be able to one, like step forward and have this conversation and be like open about like, hey, I want to like try this. And if you're cool with it and I'm cool with it, like we can do this and we can have fun and we can just like be right and enjoy. And if I want to wear like something skimpy and like do something cutesy and like leave, you know, I can do that. Or I don't have to hide. And it's been really like eye-opening for me in the sense of like, this is like stuff that I really like, you know, you hear about in books or like I've seen on TV, and it might not go exactly the way like the rom-coms or shows like show it to be. And like, I feel like when I think about some of those things and how in the past I might have tried to create a situation based off of something that I've seen that I thought I would love to like experience in my life, it came from a more like manipulative kind of space so to speak, like, oh, like, if I can get this other person aroused just by, like, wearing this, like, nighty, then obviously, like, I have some sort of power and I have some sort of whatever. And it was, like, a power play mode versus just, like, doing something that just because it's fun, it's cheeky, it, like, you know, I know that I look good and I feel good, and rather than looking from validation from that outside source. And so it's been really cool to, like, explore that side of myself and let go of some of those like stereotypes and the ideas of like a power exchange rather than fun, right? Coming from a place of just fun and connection rather than someone winning, someone losing. Like, it doesn't have to be a win or lose situation. It can just be fun. Yeah, it doesn't have to be this like crazy intense thing. It creates so much more of a balance for me and so much more of a just enjoyable experience. And it's kind of funny because it ties into like some of the, you know, the books I read and like the erotica and fantasy, you know, stories that, I participate in. And they like one of the tropes that seems to be like a constant plot point in a lot of the novels and like manga and everything is like either one of the characters, especially when you get to hear like both sides of the both internal monologues. It's like both characters like each other, both characters want to be with each other, but both characters are scared and afraid to get vulnerable and put themselves out there. They'd rather have this like comfortable situation that they're in rather than like expressing themselves and saying like, well, this is what I really want. And so they choose to like play small instead of going for that big thing, which I feel like is a very common thread in life, but it drives me nuts. And I think it's like the most terrible like plot device ever, especially when it's like a drawn out thing, when you get chapters and chapters of like, oh, I really like him and we go on dates, but like, I'm not afraid to ask him to be my boyfriend because what if they don't like me? Like, you know, and I know in real life, this stuff happens, and I know that I've been like, you know, totally, you know, at fault for doing these things in my own life. So like, I'm these things that I see mirroring what like what I actually feel, and then how like I read it and it's like, this is the dumbest shit ever. Like, why do people put themselves through this turmoil? Why don't you just have a conversation? Have a conversation. Have a conversation. And it's kind of funny because like I'm reading a new series and every time something comes up that's like, it feels like it's about to hit this trope of like, oh, well, the character, this situation's showing up and the characters aren't going to talk to each other. And then it's just going to turn into this like super cringy situation for the next hour of like one believing this and like just a misunderstanding and miscommunication. And they could have just been happy and in love like an hour earlier if someone just spoke up. And then it like actually doesn't do it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. This is amazing. This is what it should be like. Why don't people do this more? Like, there is so many other things to have like a conflict about and be like worried about. Like, handle the controllables. Handle the controllables. And this is like so true on so many levels. And like, this is how you build an extraordinary life, right? Yes, there are certain things that are completely out of your control, but what can you control? What can you get vulnerable about? What can you speak up about? What can you acknowledge about yourself and bring forward and then put into the universe so that you can create more of what you would like to experience, create more of the fun, create more of the extraordinary. It doesn't have to be something super like lavish or wild or life-saving. It like simple things help to make shit happen. asking a question. I like found myself the other day, you know, like I work in sales, right? And so we deal with like different people and different people and different needs and meeting each other's needs. And what I have found, like, yes, people talk about educating the other person on the market, the whatever, but like, let me tell you, I worked in the world of wine and nobody gave a shit about like all the accolades that might come from a particular bottle of wine. If they took a sip of it and they didn't like it, guess what? They fucking didn't like it, right? Like that, it is what it is. If that doesn't, it doesn't fit their flavor palette, like it is what it is. And I was always like, all right, well, what do you like? I don't care. Like people would ask me like, what bottle of wine should I buy? Like, you know, like, and it's like, well, do you want a bottle of wine that you actually like to drink? Or do you want a bottle of wine that has a bunch of like awards and things on it that like you can talk about and like sound like a pretentious, like sound pretentious about, and like try to impress people with? Like, what do you, what experience are you looking for? Yeah. Because you know what? Sometimes, I mean, I wouldn't phrase it that way because that's a little harsh, but like, what are you looking for? Are you looking to be able to like talk about it and like say things about it? Or are you looking to just like truly enjoy it? Are you looking for it to pair with a meal? Are you looking to like sit and just like kiki with your friends and chitter chatter and have like, and laugh, and you maybe not need something like super alcohol heavy, or maybe you do want something super alcohol heavy because your whole goal is just to drink it and get drunk. You could care less about any of the stuff. Like, is it, does it fit your price point? And like, does it have, is it 14% alcohol? Like, different people want different things, and that is 100% okay. And we get to like, acknowledge what it is, and there's nothing to be embarrassed about or have fear about. And I think we get in this fear of rejection, and that's what we creates us having this like embarrassing, like, I don't know. We somewhere along the line, along history, someone made it seem like it was like the worst thing in the world to not have an answer for something. So rather than sitting with a question and allowing silence to be that great silent space, we get into a space of having to just speak to respond, having to have an answer immediately. And I know I'm like 100% one of those people that will do that. But also sometimes it's just like, I do actually have an answer. Like I've done a lot of work with on myself. And so I've worked in a lot of different spaces. So yeah, I might have an immediate answer because I've actually thought about it. And I actually got worried about myself for that particular reason, in some certain spaces where I felt like a leader would ask a question, like a deep question of whatever. And I like was like ready, and I would answer it. And I'm like, and like some people are like, well, that was too fast. And I'm like, well, why? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Right? Like constant insecurity of like, what's wrong with me? Was my answer good enough? Like, should I have taken more time to sit and think about this? Why am I answering so quickly? And I've come to this place now, like, well, you know, I answered so quickly because I've probably spent the last, what, 4 or 5 years studying law of attraction and self-awareness and Reiki and tarot and all these other things to like teach me how to like understand myself and the world around me. So yeah, of course I might have an answer for things because I've put in the effort to like really try to understand myself. Am I still learning and growing? Of course. I'm constantly learning and growing and better understanding what I want so that I can be freaking happy. What is an extraordinary life? I've said it so many times, it's not about, you know, having the coolest car or getting on a private jet. It's really about like, what is the life that would make you happy? What is your fulfillment? Where do you feel like you are like light? I was talking to my mentor today, just like, you know, asking, catching up, how are you doing, whatever kind of thing. And they had expressed, that they're working on some really cool stuff and programs, and all this good stuff is coming forward for them. And, you know, they're like, it's a lot of work, but I like feel so light. And I was like, yeah, right? Like, it's really cool when you come to a place of like doing things that are fulfilling for you, that make you happy, that light you up. Like, there is no heaviness around performing the action, it just feels good. And yes, your time might be filled and you're doing, like, you're staying consistent and you're staying motivated and you're doing the things, you're active and walking the walk and talking the talk. But also, are you happy? I think that's like the biggest question, right? Like, are you happy? Sometimes I talk to people and there's a lot of like, well, you need to be doing this or you need to be doing that or you need to be doing whatever. And I'm like, why? Like, why? Because in your mindset, in your belief structure, you think that this and this that I am doing is wrong on some level. So, and you would be uncomfortable with it. And so you're uncomfortable by how I live my life, even though I am completely content, happy, satisfied with what I've got going on. I'm like, and you know, now I'm just like, maybe instead of telling me how to live my life, maybe you should just ask me if I'm happy. I think that's a better question, right? Are you happy? Because guess what? If you're giving unsolicited advice about what I should be doing with my life and like it's not going to make my life any better, then maybe you need to look at your own life, right? Like, I am happy, you know, and it's good. It feels good. I really am enjoying also exploring the space of not trying to find something to fix, right? Like literally just being. I'm in programs and I'd say like this is like the first time in a really long time that I wasn't like, I'm not like sitting immediately as a program starts or like, you know, a session starts and having my notebook out and trying to like write all the things down, because the energy I had in the beginning with all of that was just like, I hate my life. Like, I wouldn't say I hate my life, but and when I look back, that's basically what I was feeling, was like, I was so just ready for a change. And I was ready to just like blow everything up around my life, my job, my relationships or whatever, like just ready to just blow everything up and make a complete change, because it didn't look like what I envisioned like true happiness and fulfillment look like. And I did, blow a lot of things up and it all worked out and it's totally fine. Could I have made different choices? Of course, but you know what? This is the path that I'm on and these are the choices that I've made and this is the experience that I'm having, and that's okay. And I am finding now in this space, like I can control a lot of controllables, like, right? Like I can handle the controllables and I can let the universe, God, source, whatever you want to call it, handle the rest. And I can look at, okay, well, this is, you know what? Like, maybe I do feel good playing a sport. Maybe I feel good sitting on my couch today. Maybe, and like not having it mean anything. Just speaking up for what I want moment to moment. And creating those beautiful, fun pockets of time that all add up to an extraordinary life. And with that, I'm going to hop off. I hope you're having a fabulous day, and I look forward to chatting with you again soon. Remember, if you would like to be a guest on the podcast, you can fill out a form on www.abubbly.life/luxuryliving under the podcast link. Or you can, if you have my number or whatever, we're directly connected. Of course, you can just always shoot me a message and, you know, we can talk about it. And with that, I will talk to you later. Mwah. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Combos for a Bubbly Life. I invite you to subscribe, comment, and of course, follow the link in the description of this video to tap into more ways for you to live a bubbly life. Love you. Thank you.